How much is too much tutoring for young people? I'm David Brancaccio. There's a cautious vibe on financial markets this morning, with one catalyst out of Beijing. Government regulators there have been getting stricter on some big tech companies, but now the crackdown is extending to education companies. The Hang Seng Stock Index in Hong Kong fell 4% today. That would be like the Dow here falling 1,400 points in a day. Authorities in China are worried about families spending too much on companies that offer supplemental tutoring, adding to the sometimes crushing pressures on young people to keep up their grades. My marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more on that story.
Shares of companies offering after-school tutoring and test prep services shed nearly half of their market value on the Hang Seng today. That's after Chinese authorities banned the companies from teaching core subjects, effectively destroying their main source of revenue. David Kuo, founder of The Smart Investor, explains the background for this decision.
China recently said they wanted the population size amongst families to grow because of this aging population that they have. And when you get families saying it's too expensive to educate children, China has stepped in and said, well, maybe the solution is to get these private tutoring companies to charge less.
While education is one of the biggest drivers of today's losses, the simmering trade spat with the U.S. and an ongoing clampdown on China's big tech companies also provided a drag. Shares of Tencent sank nearly 8% after regulators barred the company from exclusive music copyright agreements and issued a fine for unfair market practices. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The Dow future is down 0.3%, the S&P future down 0.2%, the NASDAQ future is down 0.1%. The 10-year U.S. interest rate starts the week at a still very low 1.25%, with the Federal Reserve meeting on interest rates in the economy tomorrow and Wednesday. This is the month people started getting cash from the government as part of an expanded child tax credit. Normally, credits are worked out at tax filing time, but this is a kind of partial advance on that. $250 to $300 per child per month if parents meet income limits, but some parents want to opt out of these payments, concerned the credit will end up adding to their tax burden, not helping it. But opting out can be hard via the IRS website or third-party companies. Others are seeing more or less than they expected in their bank accounts. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
Ask Allison Denon, a financial counselor in Arizona, how that child tax credit is going.
I think that it's a mess. That's how I think it's going.
Denon thinks the payments are a great idea, but she's seen glitches galore. One client mistakenly got two deposits.
So they're like, what do I do with it? How can I send it back? And they can't even get in touch with anyone at the IRS because they're so overworked right now.
The IRS already had a backlog of tax returns while figuring out this new program. Parents who don't want this advance credit might owe taxes and don't want to have to pay the cash back, like Courtney Maynard in California.
Our taxes are such that it's going to be most likely to our detriment.
The IRS did add new digital tools to help taxpayers navigate the process. Maynard says she's tried to opt out 4 times.
I tried on different devices, tried with different browsers. It's not working.
But the IRS is not set up to manage benefits, says Erica York, an economist at the Tax Foundation.
So that, you know, expands their scope from just collecting revenue to also administering these different tax credit programs.
York says she personally tried to opt out 2x before giving up. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
Advocates are pushing for more housing assistance in the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill Congress is now trying to cobble together. They want more money for federal vouchers to help low-income people pay rent. A new report says the average wait time for vouchers is now about 2.5 years. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The Federal Housing Choice Voucher Program, which used to be known as Section 8, is for low-income families struggling to pay the rent. The voucher money goes right to the landlord.
A housing choice voucher basically just helps bridge the gap between rents and incomes.
Sonia Acosta is a policy analyst at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says generally families with vouchers pay 30% of their income in rent, with the voucher covering the rest. Tenants apply for the vouchers through their local housing agencies, and then they wait. And wait. Acosta co-authored a report that says the wait time for vouchers can be 8 years. 66-year-old Marilyn Charles, a child care provider in Brooklyn, says she's been waiting even longer, about a decade.
I never thought in my wildest dream I would have to wait over 10 years.
Charles says her child care business dried up during the pandemic. Her rent is more than $1,600 a month. She couldn't pay and is 2 months behind. Now she's afraid she'll be evicted.
I'm really, really worried about eviction. It's scary. And at my age, where am I going? You know, it's really worrisome.
Charles applied for a voucher through the New York City Housing Authority, which told me it's working with Charles on her voucher request. Will Fisher, Director of Housing Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says the problem is the voucher program is chronically underfunded.
And there's always been lots of people who are struggling to afford housing and facing really serious hardship that aren't able to get a voucher because of underfunding.
Fisher is hoping for enough new funding to at least chip away at the wait list. He says $150 billion would pay for around 200,000 vouchers a year for a decade. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And the value of the cryptocurrency Bitcoin is running at about $38,400 right now, up 12% today after hitting its highest point since early June. Some analysts think this is all the people who had bet on Bitcoin's fall buying like mad today to square their bad bets. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.